Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focus on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show. My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctors, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the Word. But everybody seems to be quoting Scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits because they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. To look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me, it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on.
Is beauty the opening of the flower when it feels soft and velvety to the touch? Is it the holding of the moisture from the dew of the rain or the feel of a chafe wind braising its petals, leaving slight pain? Is it the sun which leaves the warmth of its rays and causes it to wilt and fester like a sore? Or is it the bowing of its head due to a lack of vigor and energy flow? Beauty is energy wrapped up in a form called life. Good evening. Welcome, each and every one of you. Today is January 15th, and you are listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name, your host, is Free, the poet, and we are the baby boomer generation, otherwise known as BBGs. We are aging to live. Hear us roar. The music you just heard was none other than Mally Music with a song entitled I Believe. And we'll be hearing from Mally again at the end of the show with a song called Beautiful. The poem is entitled Simply Beautiful by none other than yours truly, Free, your host. This evening we continue to offer awareness in the form of personal power. We're beginning and starting our year off with a month of focusing on rebalancing as it applies to our lifestyle. Feel free to contact me at Twitter, at my Twitter account, at BoomerFree, or www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you may also find my website information just below the tag on the right. Or listeners, you can feel free to call in anytime and talk with me at 347-637-3466. That number again is 347-637-3466. Again, I am Free, your host, and as always, you can always call and talk to me. On the menu this evening, La Sonata Kale Gratina and Caramelized Baked Chicken, yum, yum, paired with a glass of Zinfandel. I just want to recap on the term rebalancing from last week. In the financial investment world, there's something called rebalancing. Now, rebalancing in this arena is defined as the process of realigning the weightings of one's portfolio of assets. In other words, a process of periodically allocating through buying or selling assets and a financial portfolio in order to maintain the original desired level, such as the original portfolio may have consisted of 50% stocks and 50% bonds, but then the stocks perform well, so at the end of that period, the portfolio is now 70% stocks and 50% bonds. So rebalancing would involve selling of some stocks to get back to that original level of 50-50. Now, let's take this same concept and apply it to our daily living. We age into our 50s and 60s, and they become milestones that we love to celebrate. But how do we take that happy moment, those happy moments, into the years that follow turning 60 and live life still to the fullest, living life to the fullest? The research tonight is based on an article that was written by Rebecca Wilson. Rebecca Wilson is the founder and publisher of Starts at 60. She's the daughter of two baby boomers, and she's built an online community for those of us who are over 60 by listening carefully to the issues and seeking out answers to those issues, insights, and information for those of us that are over 60 throughout. She's based out of Australia. You can also go to her website, which is www.startat60.com. Now, one of the first things in the article was to make an effort to make some new friends that would put a smile on your face. So if you're looking around and feeling a little lonely or just want some new fun in your life, there are plenty of ways you can step out to find some new friends that will make you laugh. You can seek out a club and join some form of membership or group that has a culture that looks like fun to you. You know, the everywhere, meetup.com is everywhere. And it's always specific to a local community, depending on what your choice is, whether it's playing cards, whether it's sailing, whether it's just meeting other people your age, whether it's just having a coffee meetup. There are all sorts of meetups. And so take the time to go online and look up meetup, whatever your choice, and go to meetup.com. And I'm going to talk in the future a little bit more about some organizations to help you to decide where to go, okay? But the bottom line is find out what they have coming up and get involved. And then arrange special moments with an old friend. Have you rung up an old friend lately and suggested to catch up for some good old chat? Or there's nothing like reminiscing the old times with someone special to you. Anything from a winery trip to a weekend in a local cabin to a camping and fishing adventure or bushwalking weekend can give you an opportunity to reconnect and reminisce. I know locally here in Virginia, there are in the national parks, as well as the local parks community, they have a lot of, like, some of them have where you can rent a cabinet for the weekend or overnight or whatever, whether you want to fish. Just a great opportunity, and everything doesn't have to be real expensive. Conquer your greatest fear. What's your greatest fear in life that you feel an urge to conquer? Are you scared of heights? Are you terrified of sharks? Or you're afraid of people telling you your writing isn't good enough? Well, there's no time like right now, the present, for putting those fears to bed. For instance, if you're scared of heights, then maybe try going skydiving. Now, I'm not so brave to do so. I am afraid of heights, but I don't know about the skydiving thing. Or at least challenge yourself to new heights. And that's what I've done. I've challenged myself to new heights. Let's say if you're scared of sharks, so seek out your local aquarium and swim with some if that's your desire. But if you're afraid of sharing your writing, join a writer's group and become an online blogger by submitting an article to a publication. Conquer your fear. And doing that will be an achievement like none other, and it's sure one story you'll love sharing with your friends. And then tick off your bucket list destinations. We all have some destinations that are on our list, whether it's India, Paris, Machu Picchu, Tassi, or just a couple of the popular ones. If you can't afford it, then why not take the trip of a lifetime and travel abroad while you're in the mindset of living well? There's so many ways to travel now, and with careful planning, you can see the world on a budget and tick off your bucket list items and plan a retirement trip and do everything you've always dreamed of. And I talked about it last year, and again, I will come back this year to talk about, like, different organizations that will help you on a budget to travel and even make payments. Okay, smile and get out more and give out more compliments. Sometimes all it takes to change someone's day is a smile and a nice word. Smiling is infectious, as is a good mood. And there's no better way to share love than giving out compliments people deserve. It is one of the simplest things you can do, but you'll be amazed at how happy it makes you feel. Try giving at least 5 compliments every single day and spread the happiness. Then do something with someone or something else every week. Something small like planting trees, cleaning up the local park, or reading books to children at schools and hospitals can be incredibly enriching and rewarding. Even if you're short on time, just a little bit of your time every week to something greater and more in need than yourself. If you're not sure where to start, make contact with your local charity shops, your church, your hospital or school to make some connections and see where you can start helping. And then only exercise with a smile on your face and your friends by your side. And people that are over 60, the age of 60, Arthur states that she had a friend once that said that unless she had a smile on her face and good friends by her side, she refused to exercise, no matter how good it was for her health. And then the author felt that there was quite a nice message in that statement, because we all do our best to keep fit and healthy, But don't forget to make it fun. There's a bigger chance that you do it more often if you can do it with a smile and others. So get your friends together and enjoy a walk. Make it a ritual, a daily ritual, a yoga class, or some laps at the local pool for some healthy fun. And then take time out to treat yourself. Do you love sitting on a blanket under a tree, reading your favorite novel with a cup of tea in the park? Well, I know that it's cold. This is the winter, and so it's hard to do that right now. But maybe, you know, do you love having your nails done? Do you love treating yourself to a delicious bakery treat? And for you men out there, maybe it's going to get a pedicure. There's nothing wrong with men getting, go, and you deserve to be pampered as well. Maybe it's like I said, treating yourself to a delicious bakery treat, going to the bakery, sitting there and not taking it out, but sitting there and enjoying it and talking to the locals that come in. Whatever your favorite me time is, you should do it more often. The little things that make us happiest will make us smile. So just try and schedule an hour or two just for yourself every week. And then embrace lifelong learning. Lifelong learning doesn't just take up time. It keeps your mind and your body healthy, and it's a great way to challenge yourself while you go. There's so many options to help you learn, like trying a free online course, and I'm going to also later offer, and again, as I did last year, and give you a list of the different organizations online where you can take a class for free in almost any area of your choice. Any area of your choice, be it hobbies, be it like piano playing, music, learning about music, learning about jazz, improvisation, whether it's dance, whether just there are all sorts of classes that you can take online for free, writing classes. And so I'm going to talk about those later. I'm going to offer those up, and I'm even going to do as I did last year, put them on the website. But I want you to know that that possibility is out there to try a free online course or even completing a university degree, as many of us over 60 have done. The University of the Third Age is another great way to keep learning. Find out if there is one set up in your local area and join in new classes. The University of the Third Age. So you might want to jot that down just so you can Google it, University of the Third Age, and see what happens, see what comes up. And also, I'll see if I can't find some more detail on the University of the Third Age. And then celebrate every birthday in a big way. It can be so much fun treating every birthday like a big deal. Now, I do. Personally, every year I treat my birthday like it was the first year I was born, because I personally think it was a great thing when my parents conceived me and Almighty God allowed me to come into the world. I was an asset. I still am an asset. And so every year I celebrate my birthday and make it something special. That's a personal belief. And so I think everyone's birthday should be special. That's your day. It's the day that you touched earth, your feet, your breath, your spirit came in existence on the earth. And so, yes, that's a huge, huge, huge celebration. So it's a big deal. So celebrate in style and celebrate with your family and friends. It doesn't have to always be about you. It can become a celebration of your life and the people in it. Like I had a friend who last year, celebrated her birthday by having this big, huge bash for women only, and it was a celebration of her life, the women in her life who had influence, had an impact on her life, and I'm told it was a grand affair. So, yeah, that's a great, awesome idea. Also, it's a great way to make sure you see everyone every year. Do different things like a picnic lunch, a dinner out with friends and family, a brunch at home, or organize everyone to meet at the local park for a picnic during the summer months, of course. So these are just some of the things. And by doing more of the things that are recommended in this article that I've just discussed, you will smile, you will laugh, you will love life and yourself just like you should. And know that all this is the beauty of life wrapped up in the form of energy. So get some. Get started today. And make this a special time for you. Just because we're aging does not mean that we cannot live life to the very fullest. Just because we're aging does not mean that we no longer have a voice. Live life to the fullest. Just because we're aging does not mean that our worth, that we have become less of less value. Live life to the fullest. I say to you again, know that all this is the beauty of life wrapped up in the form of energy. In other words, beauty is energy wrapped up in the form of life. I say to you again, get some. Get started today. Don't put it off. Don't make excuses. Don't run away. Know that you are valuable. Know that you are loved more than you know by none other than me, Free, your host. So I want you to love yourself just as much, to take care of you, to celebrate your birthday in a big way, to embrace life long learning, to take time out to treat yourself, to exercise with a smile on your face and your friends by your side, to do something for someone or something else every week, to smile and give out more compliments, to take and review different destinations that you've designed on your list that you would like to go to and find a way to make it happen, to conquer some of your greatest fears, whatever they may be, to arrange special moments with old friends and loved ones, and to make every effort to make some new friends that will continue to put a smile on your face. So I say to you today, enjoy the beauty of energy wrapped up in this form we call life. I can tell that you've been praying. Now, on my website, I have also on the bookshelf page list some clues as to depression, especially in older adults, because a lot of people, old and young, have the what is called SADS disorder, which is a seasonal affective disorder, which when winter brings the blues. But I've listed some things that you can look for to help you identify whether the depression is within you or another friend, family member, or whatever, and some tips about how to help you with that. And then, of course, nothing takes precedent over seeing a professional about your depression. So take the time, if you can, and go to the website For My Soul. Again, you can find the website link on the www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul. On the right-hand side of the page, right under the tag, you'll see a link to that page. And bring your life into balance today. So next week, we will be continuing our journey to rebalancing. And hopefully we were able to today to project and assist you in refocusing on your hopes, dreams, and aspirations for this new journey that you are embarking on every day. My fellow baby boomers and my fellow seniors, I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen and to participating and sharing in this dance of redefining who we are, the baby boomer generation, and how our spirits dance, my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 for a premier dinner hour where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live. Keep moving. Keep dancing. And I will talk to you next week. Beautiful.
You are